is Danielle.
And this is Tavana.
And this is Agnes the Magic. Good morning. We're both here.
I know. Exciting.
But Soraya's not.
I know.
It's like none of us can be in the studio at the same time.
Are there really three people?
That's what I was doing last week. I did this whole, people are starting to think that you and I are the same person.
That ought to scare you to death.
Just scare other people.
Right.
Trust me, I don't think you want two of us in the world.
I think there already is.
Yes, there is. There is two of us. We're sitting across the, what is this, desk, table, counter, gray
studio.
Thing, studio, countertop.
Right. nice to be back. Trust me.
It is. There's nothing like doing this show
in studio.
In studio.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah. I've done it from other areas, and it's just not quite the same.
No, well, I do a lot of them from the road, because I'm...
On the road.
On the road a lot.
On the road again. Okay, I won't say.
Thank you.
My husband's home going, please don't sing.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like the studio. And then when you weren't here last week, I was lonely. That's when I got Sarah to, you know, so I didn't have to talk to myself
yourself.
For an hour. I told Soraya right before we went on, I went, I'm gonna have you do the show, which is what her dad used to do to me all the time.
Ah, nice.
I know.
And her dad is Matt Ashler.
Which was on the third hour.
Yes.
He was on the third hour, and we had Stockwell on the second hour, and not you at all. We missed you.
I was at the hospital with my son-in-law and my daughter.
Yes, you were.
That was a big story. Woo! Anyway.
But Devonna was there. Save the day. Should have seen her discussing things intensely with the doctors. You like how I put that?
That was good. Not defensively, intensely.
That's not good. Arguing, not anything. Discussing intensely.
Yeah. Got it.
I'm a spin doctor.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We'll go in more into that in the health hours, I'm sure.
Sure. Yes.
But today we're doing, the show. What the show's on today is actually a request of yours.
Yes.
Not that I'm saying you need it.
But I did.
But what we're going to talk about today is, it's the new year, and we really haven't done anything on one of everybody's biggest resolutions or goals, which, you know how I feel about those words?
Yeah.
Is weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to do weight loss. Everybody wants to lose weight. Everybody wants to change their body. And so Devonna requested, and I went, yes, that's a good idea. We're going to do the show on listening to your body and losing weight, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about today will work with other areas of changing your body, but we're going to talk specifically today about weight loss.
Right.
Okay. Because that is one of the things I am known for in Access. And as a matter of fact, I didn't tell you, they did an article on me in a Santa Barbara magazine.
Cool.
Yeah. And about, I haven't seen it yet. What would that take?
Right.
But had before and after pictures and everything, and it's, this is the story about how I lost weight using the Access tools. How I went from a size 16 to a size 6 in 4 months. And just, I did a lot of the tools that I'm going to discuss today.
Right.
Excuse me. It's a cold morning. It's affecting the vocal cords.
Right. You want to know cold? When I was up in Salt Lake, it was 1. Not 1 and 2, 1.
1 degree.
Yeah. Went to the hospital at 6:30 in the morning. It was 1 degree.
Ugh.
Yeah. Not happy.
Remember when I lived in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Warm was, 1 degree was warm?
Yeah. That's discouraging. That's why we live in St. George.
Yes.
Anyway.
Although there was ice in my window this morning. What's up with that?
Because you had your car out of your garage.
I know, but it was still cold enough. That's the point. All right. We're done whining about the cold.
We're done whining.
As we sit in the warmest studio I've ever sat in my life.
We had a really warm hospital room, which was interesting.
Even the nurses commented that's what was funny.
Yeah. Well, it had its own thermostat, which, for whatever reason, out in the halls it was cold. But the room, you could shut the door and turn it to whatever you want. I had it like 90 or something.
She's not kidding.
No, the nurses would come in and go, ooh, it's warm in here.
All right. No more whining about the cold.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Here are some tools and tips that I used on my weight loss journey and that I actually use a lot with people when I'm doing sessions with them mm-hmm. when they're trying to lose weight.
Got it.
Okay. So here's one. Excuse me. Don't think about the end game. Think about today.
Life kind of like an alcoholic.
Sure.
Well,
is that what they tell them?
Yeah. In AA, that's what they say. Every day, you don't, because it's too far out there.
Well, and you make it unreal.
Oh, right.
Because, like, this is why I'm talking about 10-second increments.
Okay.
Because if you're doing 10-second increments, you're present in today and you're happy with today.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're thinking about the end game, you're always living in the future. But you're never really in the future. You're living today to build the future. And so where are you?
You're in the future.
Or
you're nowhere.
You're nowhere. Exactly.
Got it.
So don't think about the future. Don't think about the end game. Oh, I have to lose 30 pounds. Oh, I have to lose 60 pounds. You know, well, did you lose a pound? Or are your clothes fitting better today?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And in regards to this, take off all old pictures of yourself. You know, some people will put a picture of them when they're thin on the refrigerator to remind them.
I know, a friend of mine did that.
I don't believe that helps. Because it's like the affirmations. When an affirmation, the underlying point of view is your opposite of whatever you're trying to convince yourself of.
Right. So if you have a picture of yourself when you're thin, then you're like judging yourself.
You're judging yourself that's not you. I'm not that person yet. I'm not that person yet. I'm not that person. Almost. Almost. A lot of people use it as a motivating or a motivational tool. But I look at it as people are just reinforcing that they failed, that they've done this to themselves, that they're not that person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So any of those pictures that you're trying to use as motivation, or I saw a picture of somebody the other day. Not a picture. Well, it was a picture, but not of them, which is kind of the point. It was somebody doing an exercise pose,
mm-hmm.
and they had their face on that person. See, so they had, this lady had cut out her face and put it on an exercise body from a magazine.
Oh.
Somebody doing an exercise pose, and this lady had cut off her, had put her face over the face of the woman doing the exercise pose. And I just looked at that and I went, well, that's not them. They just keep reinforcing that that's not them, that that's what they wish to be.
Interesting.
Not who they are
today.
That's
almost scary because that's not even you at some other time.
Nope.
That's not you, period.
Period.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, any of those, throw them away. Get rid of them. Okay? Don't think about the end game. Think about today. Okay? And we're going to give you more tools to help you about thinking about today. And then, along those lines, this is a big one. We'll talk about it right now and probably more after the break. The next one is, destroy and uncreate any definitions of self you have. They are limitations. What do I mean by this?
Yes.
What do I mean? I can see that look of glass
in the hairline
on my mom's face.
Huh?
any excuses? I'm too old. My family history, we're all fat. I'm fighting a losing battle. I've always been heavy. I'm too embarrassed to go to the gym. Or I'm too embarrassed to even go out in public. Or my favorite, I'm not healthy enough. I'm not healthy enough to lose weight. Huh? How can you not be healthy enough to lose weight?
We have a mutual friend, and I'm sure she weighed 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to just crack me up because she'd go, because, of course, she was my roommate at one point, and I wanted to fix her.
Yes.
And she'd go, but I'm really healthy. Just because I weigh 400 pounds does not mean I'm unhealthy. I'm a very healthy person. And I'm telling you, you know, I look back now, and she was probably doing herself a favor saying that she was healthy. But on the other hand, you don't weigh 400 pounds and be really healthy.
No.
But, you know, in her mind, she was healthy.
Well, and, you know, and one thing I've discovered through you and working with people, assisting them to lose weight, there's different types of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people heavy, and I'm sure Dr. Oz could tell me there's different types of fat, and you could tell me how there's different types of fat. But I've seen people, and the way I see it energetically, is there are people who are 400 pounds who are more healthy than other people who are 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with the toxicness of their body, of their thoughts, of their beliefs, and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
Is she the picture of health? Obviously not. It is possible she could have been healthier than somebody else at 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Because there's the... You can look at people and see if they're toxic or not.
Well, and one of the things that she had, which I had to admire, was that she was okay with where she was.
Yes.
I mean, she never went on a diet. She said, I tried every diet in the world, and I am who I am, and I've accepted it. And she goes, as long as I feel fine, I'm not doing anything. So in that respect, mm-hmm. she was way better off than somebody who goes up and down from 100 pounds and puts it back on, takes it off, puts it back on. So in that respect, I couldn't argue with her.
Absolutely not. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about is be grateful for who you are today.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful for your body today.
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow, not when, but be grateful for your body today. Okay? So, back to this one. Destroy and uncreate all your definitions of self. Those are the limitations, okay? And when you have limitations, it's a judgment. And you are... These are the excuses why you're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Why you're not changing your body. And you notice I didn't say losing weight.
No.
I said changing body. Okay?
Yeah.
So you really want to sit down and ask yourself, where am I defining myself and where am I using my weight? This is an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So again, some of them that I've run into a lot, I'm too old.
Mm-hmm.
My family history, you know, we're all fat. And, oh, well, it's going to be harder for me because... Me
Whatever.
And my sisters and my brother and my parents, we're all fat. So, starting to create those. I'm not healthy enough. You know, and when people say this, I'm not healthy enough, what they mean is, I can't move, or...
Yeah.
And it's not even necessarily because of weight that they can't move. I'm too weak. Or I'm to this, or to whatever. But you know what? There's so much you can still do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're communicating with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I am too embarrassed to go out. Not even to the gym. But it's,
right.
It's like people don't want to admit to... Okay, first they don't want to admit to other people that they're trying to lose weight.
Well, because there's a sense of failure in there.
Exactly. There's a sense of failure. And so if they're not admitting to other people, they're not even admitting it to themselves.
Right.
I played that game. I'm not going to tell anybody I'm losing weight. I'm not going to tell anybody I'm on a diet.
Right.
And while we're, you know, saying that word around, no more diets.
Nope. Die.
Yeah. No more diets. All you're doing is you're in communication with your body. Okay. I've done here. It's like Where's I really like it says it's never okay. Well, well, I was gonna say that, and then it's like no. Sorry. When I become a babbling idiot like that, it's because I'm looking at the energy going, oh, should I say this now? Oh, no, don't say this now. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should do a break.
I think we should do a break. I'm having a conversation with the energy. What can I say? All right, cool.
And so, it overruled.
Well, I follow the energy.
Right.
You know, and that's what I do with these shows all the time. You know, I prepare notes or whatnot. I can't tell you how many times I've not gone from the notes.
Yes.
Because I'm willing to... I look at what people who are listening are requiring, and that will shift and change.
Yeah.
And so I'm willing to go, you know, wherever that is.
Cool.
So.
Okay.
All right. So this is Access the Magic with Danielle and
Devonna.
And this is Fox News AM 1450 KZNU. Again, this is Access the Magic, and we'll be right back. Danielle and
Devonna.
Woo! We're actually both in the studio.
Okay, Danielle, you have some exciting things that you're going to offer to people.
Yes.
To help them get healthier.
Yes.
Kind of a inside track magic. I can do this. Where were you when I was doing all my stuff? Oh, you were in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Hey. Only
well, I just have to say that it would have been nice to know a lot of these tools or have a lot of these tools a lot of years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, it just enhances everything you do.
Well, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right? What's the mantra? All of life comes in with ease, joy and glory. Right. Well, and, you know, and that's one of the things I have down here is don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
If it works, continue to do it.
Right.
You know, that's one thing I see with Access people all the time, and I counsel against it, is it's like, well, I'm only doing Access right now. Well, but wait a minute. It's a modality that works with everything, enhancing everything.
Yeah. So, you don't have to be an Access guru.
Absolutely not.
Or groupie.
No.
Or exclude everything else.
No. And that's why, you know, some weeks I mention Access a lot. Some weeks I don't mention Access at all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the way Gary wants it. It's about the tools.
Right.
It's not about Access. It's not about him.
Well, it's helped me a lot. But you have a deal.
I do.
We like deals.
I do. I do have a deal. But, yeah, see, this is making everything you're doing easier.
Yeah.
So if you did find some method of weight loss or changing your body that's working for you.
Just enhance it.
It just enhances it. It makes it easier right. for you. Don't stop doing something that works because it's working.
Right.
But what if it didn't have to be such a struggle?
Yeah.
And that's what I offer with these tools is not only helping you get clarity of what might work for you. Is if you do find something that's working for you, or when you do find something that works for you, it's easier. Because what you're doing is you're getting rid of these energetic limitations that is all around us.
Stumbling blocks.
Stumbling blocks, limitations. And because we sit there and we go, well, it should work, it should work, it should work. Well, what are you actually saying when you should work? The energy that comes up behind it is, it should work, but I'm afraid it's not going to, so it's probably not going to, and it could work for somebody else, but not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I help you...
Self-sabotage.
Oh, totally. And we don't realize we're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself a break. You don't realize you're doing this. It's the way we're taught. And so what I offer with these tools is, instead of, oh, it should work, and the energy that comes up behind it of the fear and the not working and the hindrance that you're placing upon yourself, the dragging your feet, the making it a heavier burden than it needs to be, I get rid of those energetic limitations. Mm-hmm. And so instead of saying, well, it should work, you're like, oh, yeah, it's working. It's almost like an afterthought. Well, yeah, because you remove those energetic angst around it. Okay, so that's what I do. And so, yes, Devana is asking me to do, and I happily agree to it because I think it's a great idea.
Well, I just know how much people struggle. You know, I mean, I used to be a weight loss counselor. Whoa, could I have been really good if I'd have known what you know.
I know, it's kind of
Seriously.
Exciting. Well, I'm combining what you know with what I know.
Right.
Because I've been hanging around her my entire life.
Right.
And I didn't realize how much I was actually paying attention until I start doing this kind of stuff. I, to see the changes in people is amazing.
Yeah.
I'll do one session with them, and I can see the difference if it's in person, because I do a lot of phone sessions as well. But just energetically to see, I mean, to see the
shift.
There's an energetic change, and there's also a physical change.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely amazing, these sessions that I do. And so what we're talking about is the deal.
Uh-huh.
Is normally my sessions are $150 each session. It lasts about an hour, hour and 15 minutes because, you know, I can't stop talking nowadays. And so normally it's $150 an hour. And so what I'm offering is right now you can get four sessions for, what?
Sure.
I know. It just shifted and changed. It does that. For $100 each. Which
cool.
is a third off.
Wow.
Of my price.
So it would be four sessions. That would be $400 instead of...
$600. Yeah.
And I was trying to do the math.
And why I'm doing this is for several reasons. Because I know this is something people struggle with. And I really like to assist people because this was one of the big things for me in my life.
Right.
And I love to see people change. But not only that, I've noticed it takes about... four sessions sometimes with weight for people to let go of the crap.
Yeah. Well, because it's a big issue.
Yeah. You know, and people struggle with this their entire life. And I'm wanting to help them get over that struggle, which is why, you know, I'm giving away a lot of these tools.
Yeah.
Over the air right now. But also, it's everybody has a different trigger.
Right, right.
You know, I can't stress that enough. People have... The places I go when I do sessions with people on weight is really interesting. Because we go to places that you wouldn't even think would be an effect of why you're carrying weight. People ask me all the time, well, why are people heavy? I can't tell
There's
you that.
There's a million reasons.
Yeah. I can't tell you why. If you and I want to have a conversation, I can help you realize why you are and get rid of it. But I can't tell you it. There's not one reason. There's not one answer. There's not one... thing you can point to and go, that's why she's heavy. That's why he's heavy. No.
It's as individual as our fingerprints.
It is. Well, it's as individual as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I'm offering that. So it's a third off of my price. Four
cool.
sessions for $400, which is, it energetically, it reads. It's like, okay, cool. And I can do them in person and I can do them over the phone.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we go into the individual pod-pocking and, you know, we can... help destroy and uncreate these definitions of self
now,
that I'm talking about.
What about the bars? Do you do bars too, or is that...
Absolutely. Bars is down here.
Oh,
okay. Something that... Bars is really assists with any change in your body.
Mm-hmm.
With any change in your life, but the bars really help me with my weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cannot stress enough, if you're somewhere... if you're trying to change your body and you're somewhere people can run bars, do it.
Yes.
Exchange bars... get your bars runs. Yes, I do bars in a session. And I can, you know, do verbal processing as well as the bars. But, you know, if I'm not around, find somebody to run your bars, please.
So are you going to have another bars get together?
If people want it.
Well, you had people who ask about it and then you left town.
Sorry. Thank you.
No, but I mean, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. All right. So destroy and uncreate your definitions of self. They are the limitations. And please acknowledge how you are today. You got yourself here. But you also have the power and ability to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and on that front, again, however you are today, you got yourself here. But you also have the power and ability to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of the past. Okay? Let go of the past.
Biggie!
Yes. Anywhere, yeah. This is a big one. And see, and this is where the clearing statement comes in and the verbal processing. And we can say, you know, everything that is, destroy and uncreate it. And if you know the clear statement, cool. If not, you can say everything that Danielle would say or the clear statement or whatever. It's energetic. As long as you've heard it, you can get it. Let go of the past, meaning letting yourself down, letting your body down, the how did I get here? I can't believe that I did this to myself. Any of those conversations you have with yourself. Because you have them with yourself. Trust me, I've been there. You can't hide from me. Right. I know these things. Letting others down. And I don't want you to do forgiveness. Okay? I'm not talking about forgiveness. This is a big one. Somebody asked me the other day about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
What's the underlying point of view
of forgiveness? That you did something wrong.
That you did something wrong, that somebody did something wrong to you, and that you're a victim.
Ah.
And that you have to forgive is nothing but a judgment.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And we talked about judgments all the time about how they create the limitations.
Yeah.
When you judge, you create a limitation, you create a boundary, you create a whole polarity. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so forgiveness of yourself or someone else is nothing but a limitation, nothing but a judgment. And you're telling the world, yes, I am a victim. I forgive you for what you did to me.
Ooh. Or I forgive myself for what I did to myself.
Yes. It's like being a superior victim.
I love it. Uh-huh. A superior victim.
It is, totally.
I can be a superior victim.
Yeah. Yes, and I will forgive you.
Got it.
Or I will forgive myself.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So, let go of the past. Okay? The past is gone. The past is yesterday. And the past, really, how true and real is the past? Or is it, how many of our memories have changed?
Well, or particularly in families, you'll see people who remember things completely different. Well, it goes back to that. Four people can see an accident, and they see it four different ways because they process it through themselves.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, absolutely. And the same works with you and your memories of how you did things, why you did things, or whatever. Trust me. You've shaded it.
Yeah. You have your own filter.
Yeah. You have your own filter, and you're creating limitations because, well, that's the way it was, or I decided this then.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Okay, so let go of the past.
Got it.
So, okay, one of my favorites is, if you don't have to look to the past to define the future, what do you choose today?
Say that again.
If you don't have to look to the past to define the future, what do you choose today?
Interesting.
Yeah. 10-second increments.
Choose something different.
Choose something different. All right. So
now, you can actually choose and change the past, correct?
Yes, because the past is malleable. You know, we were just discussing that. Everybody sees things differently. Everybody remembers things differently. Yeah. So make a choice, and you can choose the past. See, that's the thing about the clearing statement and the verbal processing,
mm-hmm.
or even the bars, is with that, what we're doing is because time is malleable and the past can be changed. When we do a verbal process, when I ask you to destroy and uncreate something,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter, and then we do the clearance statement. It doesn't matter if it was 5 minutes ago or 5,000 years ago. It will go and it will change that. It will reclaim who you were before you put that limitation in place.
Interesting.
Okay? So, yeah, past can change.
Well, it's kind of like the butterfly effect. Remember that movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, and you don't think that what you do has anything to do with other people till something happens, and watch the ripple effect within your family, your friends, the universe.
Oh, yeah.
It's very fascinating.
Well, I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, I'm doing these sessions, I'm doing these classes, and my family changed. Yeah.
Right. Oh, they did, huh?
They did. So, you know, so we've just been discussing how the past is valuable, how it can shift, how it can change, how our memories are you know, a creation.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we define who we are today by the past? Because
mm-hmm.
is it a real picture of who we are today?
No.
No. Who you are today, you know, who am I today and what grand and glorious adventure can I have?
No matter what I weigh.
Not even that. Because, again, that's putting a limitation on it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I weigh. That's a judgment there.
Yeah, yeah.
The underlying point of view is
a
judgment.
I knew that the second I said that.
But see, and this is where I can assist with the sessions, is because people will do that, and energetically I'll look at that and go, do you feel the charge on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you got to look. These are the definitions of self and the judgments. Because the next one is no more judging yourself. Sorry. Find a new hobby. Okay. No more judging yourself.
Oh, but I'm so good at it.
Right? Find something else you're good at. And how much better will you be at everything if you stop judging yourself?
Well, that's a biggie. Because yeah. I think, just like, you know, I've been saying it for years, that you get up, you look in the mirror, you don't look and go, oh, gosh, your hair looks nice. You look, geez, I got a zit on my cheek, or my eyes look tired, or I'm puffy, or whatever. You always go to the
negative.
The negative, rather than you've got 10 positives going, and you go, geez, my nose is awful.
Yeah.
And you read things about movie stars and stuff, and they'll go, I was reading something about Reese Witherspoon, and she said that she never watches her movies because she's so critical of herself,
mm-hmm.
that she will, oh, that's a stupid smile you have, and I can't believe I said that. And she says, so I just don't watch them, because she says it's just too emotional for me. Interesting. Here she is.
Yeah.
Rich, famous, and all she does is criticize what she does.
She judges herself.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, no more judging. Gratitude.
Okay. Is it judgment and gratitude that cannot coexist?
Correct. Judgment and gratitude cannot coexist. Okay. So, whenever you find yourself judging yourself, step into the gratitude. And we're going to take another break, and when I come back, I'm going to read my 10 things to be grateful for your body for today. Every time you start judging you or your body, stop and find something to be grateful for.
Right. You know what you didn't do when you gave them all your stuff? You didn't give them your phone number.
That's what I have you for. So remind me.
I just thought of that. Well, you can give your phone number now.
It's 801-706-6509. If you're interested, please give me a call, and we can set up for a session. Like I said, I can do them over the phone or in person.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be in the St. George area or wherever I'm landing at at that moment. We can do it over the phone. And if they're over the phone, I record them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have them to play over and over again, all the clearings.
Yeah.
Which is really neat.
And if somebody wanted just the bars, same number.
Yes. 801-706-6509. Okay, we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, I will read the 10 things to be grateful for your body today. This is Access the Magic with Danielle
and Devonna
on Fox News AM 1450 KZNU, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Access the Magic. This is Danielle
and Devonna
in the studio. We are two people, I swear. Last week, sir.
Either that, or you can throw your voice really well.
I am magic.
That's true.
Maybe. Okay, I'm realizing how much time we have left, which is not much. It's always amazing how quickly the hour goes, and I still have so much information to give out. So, here we go. 10 things about your body to be grateful for. So, remember, step out of judgment into gratitude.
Got it.
So here are 10 things you can be grateful for your body for today.
Got it.
Right now, with no judgment, no matter who you are. Okay. It's one of a kind. No one has the same body as you.
I started to say, thank goodness.
I know you did.
That was a judgment.
That was a judgment. Good girl. You weren't the only one, though. I'll tell you that right
okay.
now. I can feel all of them out there going, thank heavens. Oh, wait a minute. Huh? Yes. Judgment.
Glad to help.
Thanks, Mom.
Sure.
Okay. Number two, it's ability to move. No matter what level you're at, be grateful for its ability to move. Okay? Yes. She's sitting there moving her fingers and her arms. Yes. Be grateful for its ability to move.
I'm with you.
Even blinking the eyes or whatever it is, it's moving in some way that's keeping you going. Is capacity or capability, either one, to run itself automatically.
That's a biggie.
Yeah. You know, we've joked about this before. It's like, okay, beat the heart, take a breath, cleanse in the liver. Wait a minute. I forgot to breathe. You know, I mean, really.
Yeah.
The fact that your body is running at all is amazing when you get down into the science of it. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
It's amazing that I'm talking, really. It's amazing that my eyes are hydrated and, you know, having the right tear production and blinking, and that I'm having an oxygen level enough that I'm not fainting, or enough that I can carry on a conversation, or that my...
All without you thinking.
Yeah, or that my skin has enough blood and warmth going to it that it's not falling off and actually containing everything inside of me. I mean, really, it's amazing.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. There's my soapbox for today. Number four, it hasn't kicked you out yet, no matter what you've done to it.
This is true.
Okay. Number five, it's expressive. It tells you what it feels even when you don't listen.
This is true. No. Big red light.
Yeah. Number six, it lets others know how you feel.
Ooh.
It's true.
That's a biggie.
Think about that.
Yeah.
It is very expressive. Not only does it talk to you, it talks to everybody, including their bodies.
Right.
Pretty cool. Number seven.
Even if you don't want it to.
It's a whole other topic. Number seven. Gratitude generates confidence, and self-confidence is attractive to others.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And I'm not talking about finding a mate.
Right.
Just... how many people do you know who you want to, you look at them and go, oh, and I'm not talking movie stars.
Right.
They put a picture, you know, they present an image of themselves.
Right.
The people you
and
know.
And it's usually false.
Right. They don't even believe it, or they do. No, but how many people do you know in your life that you're like, oh, I just want to be with them. I want to, you know.
Yeah.
You have that. Look at how much gratitude they have for themselves and other people in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are those people that, like you say, you just don't feel comfortable around. And there are the other people who you want to be with.
Right.
What's the difference?
And that's an energetic thing.
Yeah.
Okay? So everywhere you think you can't read energy, wrong. You can.
Mm-hmm. So can your body.
Yes. And well, and that's how you feel it. How do you get that awareness? You get it through your body.
Yep.
Number eight, its capacity to feel the fascinating world around you and transmit that to you. It's like we are ahead of ourselves. Yes. And it does, because we feel this reality through our bodies. We feel other people's emotions and everything through our bodies.
Heat, cold.
The rain on our face. Anyway.
Yeah. Emotions, yeah.
Number nine, because somebody out there admires and adores it. It's true. I don't care. I don't care what you think you look like. Somebody out there admires and adores it. Okay? That's the one people have the hardest time believing, but it's true.
Yeah.
10. Because you can't exist in this reality without it.
This is a biggie.
That is a biggie. How much of this reality, you know, I mean, you could be a spirit or entity or whatever you want to call it, but how much of this reality would you miss?
Well, most of it.
Yeah.
Well, because... your body is so responsible for everything you do.
Yes.
I mean,
how much you feel, how much you emote, express.
Yeah. Reproduce. I mean, hard to do that without a body.
It is hard to do that without a body.
A friend of mine was talking about she wished that she'd never had any kids, you know. And, because they all have problems, and I thought, you know, without your body, you couldn't have had any kids. So in this reality, you need your body for everything. Without it, you're completely a spirit.
Absolutely. And it's interesting to talk about this reproduction thing because it just dawned on me. If you weren't willing to be reproduce, you couldn't even continue on with your body. It would deteriorate. Because how much of your cells regenerate themselves or reproduce or whatever? Right. Every 7 years, every cell in your body is a different cell, right? Because it's reproduced or regenerated.
You're new every 7 years.
Yeah. So how much are you cutting off? Interesting.
Exactly.
So what can you change in your life just by being grateful for your body?
Well, and go back to the having children. That DNA that you have is passed on and passed on and passed on. I mean, some of the things that we inherit come from our DNA. But one of the things that I learned years ago, that even though your DNA says, oh, you should have arthritis, or oh, you should be heavy, or oh, you should be short, whatever. I don't think I'm going to grow any taller, but a lot of things that you can change, even if your DNA says something different.
Oh, yeah. When I was losing weight, I pod-pocked my DNA. Oh, because the Carter genes are the fat genes, you know, and whatever.
Yeah.
So I pod-pocked that. It's like, wait a minute, I'm not buying into that.
Yeah.
That's the definition of self that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, so we have like 5 minutes. All right, so the number one thing, listen to your body.
It's screaming at you.
If it's to the point of pain, that is the furthest amount that people can hear. So the body will put itself into pain, so you'll finally listen to it.
Yeah.
So you'll finally stop and go, oh, wait a minute, what's going on? But what if you could listen to it before that? Ask it what it wants to eat. Ask it what it wants to look like. Not what you think it should look like, what it wants to look like.
Mm-hmm.
It'll let you know. It'll be like an indication of a little, oh, well, that body type is interesting or whatever. You have to ask the question and then stop and be the space of letting it bring the awareness to you.
Mm-hmm.
And know that it might not come for weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you have to be in the right place or reading the right magazine or watching the right show or the right person.
That's why they should call you, because you'll speed it up.
Well, and I'll also help them realize that just because they don't have the awareness instantaneously,
I think that having someone help you, like you're talking about, would make the things come faster, would think.
Absolutely, because what I do is designed to get rid of the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is one of the biggest gifts that Access Tools have given me, is it got rid of the fear of, I can't do it, I'll fail. Oh, I lost the weight, but I'll gain it right back. All of those fears are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so the Access Tools are designed to help you do, is to get rid of the fear. Okay? And if you do want to do some exercise, I request that you say movement, not exercise. Because kind of like diet, the body hears die. Exercise, they hear X or size, you know, like the Catholic trying to get rid of the bean. Wait a minute, you're trying to exercise me? What's going on?
Right.
You know, but just look at the energy behind the word. Yeah. For me, movement is a lot lighter. Body, how would you like to move today?
Yeah, and health instead of for weight loss.
Exactly. And it's never over. Okay, please realize a weight loss thing, changing your body is never over. But it's never beginning. Either. It's just today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get rid of that. Oh, I'll start Monday. Or I'll start tomorrow.
Right.
What if there was no beginnings? What if there were no ends?
Yeah.
It's just
life.
It's just, well, and it's a constant journey. And it's a constant adventure of you and your body.
Well, and that's one of the problems that a lot of people who try to lose weight is, they will get on some program and they'll lose the weight. And then they'll get off that program and go right back to the way they were doing before. So they end up right back with the same problems.
Right, because it's over.
Right.
But if it's never over and there's no beginnings, what if you could just choose for today?
Yeah, got it.
So, oh, there's so much more I want to do. I could talk for hours on this.
Give me your phone number. They can call you.
Okay. 801-706-6509. Like I said, I'm offering normally four sessions with me is $600. I'm offering it for $400, which is a third off, just because this subject is so dear to my heart. I used to say I would struggle with my weight, but I don't. No. I enjoy my body. I'm grateful for it as it is today. There's so much more I could talk about. And look on the archive, accessthemagic.com. I've talked about bodies a lot to kind of supplement this show, because we've never really done one specifically on weight loss. And so please check that out, accessthemagic.com. Give me a call, 801-706-6509. If you have any questions, I'd love to talk to you. And, you know, weight is not this insurmountable thing that we can't change. Okay? We can change our bodies. And what if it's easier by working with your body?
Totally.
What if the struggle that we always talk about, struggle with losing weight, is just because we're struggling against our body?
Mm-hmm.
How much more ease can we have with our life, with our bodies, by working with it, by asking it, by communicating with it?
Go with the stream instead of up.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the challenge I'm giving to you guys. Listen to your body. Ask it what it wants, how it wants to change, and what it would like to change like.
Okay?
And then please destroy and uncreate any definitions of self. These are limitations.
Right.
These are excuses. There's a reason they're called excuses.
Right.
Okay? And stay tuned for Devana's Health and Wellness. You have
Dr. Stockwell, and we'll be talking about kidneys.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's not just for beans anymore.
Yeah. Subject near and dear to my heart this past month.
Yeah, I bet it. All right, so stay tuned. Dr. Stockwell's always fun. I had fun with him and Mary last week when you weren't here. All right, so everybody, thanks. Make it a magic week and work with your body and create the magic. Bye-bye.